Benny Afeko and Andrew Clapham, officials with the UN's Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan, wrapped up a five-day tour of South Sudan today. It marks their 11th visit to the country. The experts told the reporters in Juba today the commission documented several human rights abuses in South Sudan over the last 6 years, and many of the abuses continue today. Clapham says it's shocking how many cases of rape, killing, and displacement of vulnerable citizens the officials have documented. He says people are being forced to hide in waters and buses, fearing for their lives after the country signed a peace deal nearly 5 years ago.
The politicization of ethnicity and displacement is alarming, and we are concerned about the possibilities of further violence in these areas.
Clapham says the UN Human Rights Commission on South Sudan has established evidence showing that in the recent past, militias acting on government orders systematically rounded up women and girls, forced them to carry stolen food to Koch County of Unity State, and then raped them for days.
These are serious crimes under South Sudan's laws, as well as under international law. Yet nobody has been held accountable, and the government officials remain in office. One of them has actually a track record of overseeing similar human rights violations in the same area less than 10 years ago. But for some reason, the government saw it fit to reappoint him.
Clapham says while there is a little effort by the government to prosecute some officers involved in the heinous human rights abuses, no senior military officers are being held accountable on the atrocities committed. Afeko says there is an active channel of supply of firearms to some of the communities by some influential leaders in the government.
We're finding increasingly that there is a linkage between political competition at the center and the instigation of violence on the peripheries. And in some cases, we're seeing that the state is not acting swiftly enough to intervene when these so-called militias and other groups are carrying out attacks. And we're urging them to be vigilant in intervening.
Afeko says the suffering across the country remains immense, and women and girls in particular continue to face unspeakable sexual violence. He says it's time for the country's political leadership to reorient their priorities and work together to put an end to violence and protect the rights of South Sudanese. Martin Elia Lomuro, the South Sudan Cabinet Affairs Minister, asserts that Afeko and Clapham do not know his country.
These are people who don't know South Sudan. This country is being built anew. This country has gone through a very long period of war where the enemy used proxies to fight its guerrilla war. And therefore you have civilians who are highly armed, okay? We cannot deny that. And these civilians, to disarm them, we are waiting to graduate and arm the new national force so that they have the power to disarm civilians.
Lomuro also denies that preparations are underway for violence in parts of Upper Nile State and allegations that the government is not holding accountable military officers accused of rights abuses.
We know that there are a lot of militias who are armed, and we know the Crete Gang group, we know the Agolek, we know all of this are happening, and we know where they are. We also know of civilians in Jungle area who are armed, yeah, and we have not started the process of disarming. Not that there is going to be a war.
Afeko and Clapham say the persistence of impunity across the country continues to propel the continuation of deadly violence. The UN officials say they will continue to maintain a list of South Sudanese leaders of interest who may be criminally liable for human rights violations committed in the country. They say the abuses may constitute serious human rights violations that may be shared with South Sudan's hybrid court, which is yet to be established. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.